At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592.
Great song.
It is a great song. And no, we're not playing this for Topper. I don't think he's the best, but he's doing a darn good job. More credit. I believe Rob Thompson deserves it for where the Phillies are right now. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas claims he's given Topper credit.
Jim loves. All the love in the world.
Few hear it today, and most believe you're anti-Topper. I mean, that. Hugh Douglas does not like Rob Thompson.
Nah, it's going. Love him to death.
You won't give him any credit for where the Phillies are right now. All right, your phone calls on that. Plus, we wanted to get to this. So, last week, Saquon Barkley was a guest on the Exciting Mics podcast, which is the new Cooper DeJean Reed Blankenship podcast. And listen to what Saquon Barkley said about the 2024 Eagles.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant we were on offense and special teams. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
We were working together.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have training camp, but like, it's kind of different when it's just in game.
You're in the
like
the
how
moment.
Your coach really is, like how's he calling the game, like getting used to that, and kind of getting used to the guys you play with. But after the bye week,
I think we just all bought in. Yeah, I think we all just bought in, and like you hear like the outside noise and expectation. Like we didn't care how it looked. Only thing we cared about was winning football games. And when you have the talent, skill that we have in our team mixed with the coaches, we all play together like how we played. Like teams really stood no chance.
All right, look, let's unpack what he said there. And I expect him to be excited. I expect him to feel very strongly that he was part of something special, and he was. It's the greatest Eagles team we've ever seen. I remember last December sitting here, and we talked about whether it was the best Eagles defense we've ever saw. And then by the time the Super Bowl was over, I think we all agreed it was. Great team, great season. But I'm going to steal a line from Joe DeCamera when he took a shot at Hugh Douglas a couple weeks ago. The 2024 Eagles were more great with a lowercase g than an uppercase g. I can't sit here and say I believe what he's saying is true. Like, do we put them on the pantheon of the five greatest football teams in the history of pro football? I don't think, at least just, and look, I know everyone has different perspective on this because we're all different ages, right? Some of us saw teams, others didn't, right? We're not all in the same exact timeline, but I just think back to the history of pro football. I can remember it well for the last 30 plus years. I don't view the Eagles from last year as that high an echelon of team. Hugh, when you heard him say it, what did you think?
I think that he was talking about himself and the year that he had. He had a special year. And to your point, Joe, this is one of those conversations that's going to turn into an argument about how do you feel? Like, what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think about some of the greatest teams that ever played, I go back, you know, I think of the 85 Bears. I think of the San Francisco 49ers teams.
Yep.
That was a different era. That was an era where you actually had to build your team. And draft through draft, when you talk about the era and the time when those teams were great, it was during a time where free agency wasn't as big a deal as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You played with one team. This to me, and this is no disrespect to this team, because they won a Super Bowl. I've never done that. But they won the Super Bowl. They had their core guys. But the two biggest contributions came for them to win, came from two guys that weren't on the team a year before.
Saquon and Zach Bond.
And you know, Jalen Carter. Like, this is the way that I look at it, people. So don't get mad at me if I don't say a name or a particular name that you did not hear. You know what I mean? But that's just how I look at it. And to your point, Joe, I'm glad you preface it by saying that. It just all depends on what age you are when you look at this thing. Now, there's going to be a lot of Eagles fans that are listening to this show, and they're going to be like, oh, this is one of the greatest teams. And they're going to go back to that play that Saquon had when he hurdled the Jacksonville Jaguars players. But when you look at it, the numbers and things of that nature, which some people might be entrenched in the numbers, mm-hmm. you look at me like, outside of the defense, offense was like what? Probably wasn't even in the top 20 of offenses last year.
So they were not a top 20 passing offense. When you add it all together, I think they were 7th in scoring last year.
Yeah, they were.
So 7th in scoring. No, the passing offense was great. It's an all-time running team. I mean, obviously led by Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts' legs. Look, I said it. We can't all approach it from the same moment. So he said all-time. I mean, I could challenge Saquon on that. Saquon's younger than me. What does he know about the 75 Steelers? He wasn't around to see that either. I started writing down the best teams I've ever seen. And I was just, because I didn't see the 85 Bears. Like, I wasn't born yet. I didn't see them. And even if I was, I was born around that time. But I was obviously too young. So, like, the 85 Bears belong on this list. Some team in the 70s has to be on this list. You want to pick one of those Steelers teams? Okay.
Well,
so that
the Dolphins were undefeated.
The Dolphins were undefeated. Right? Those early Montana Niners. Like, I'm just naming teams that I didn't even see. And then how about some teams that I did see? The 94 Niners were one of the most loaded rosters I've ever seen. They won a Super Bowl so bad, it was like you turn the TV off in the third quarter.
The Ravens team?
I wouldn't put the Ravens team in it.
In the top five?
Their offense was so bad.
Okay, respectfully.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in mine, but the defense was great. The 99 Rams were an amazing football team with Warner and Falk and Bruce and Holt.
Greatest your own turf.
Yep, Orlando Pace. And I know Kyle's going to get mad at this. The 2007 Patriots were probably the most dominant football team I've ever seen. Now, we know they lost
the
Super Bowl.
Had a hell of a run, though.
You can't lose to Eli.
Yeah, but they were 16-0. 16-0. Well,
Until they lost to Eli.
Well, that team lost to him once, that particular team.
Yeah, in a pretty important game.
It was a Super Bowl, and they stunk that day. I'm just saying they were the most dominant regular season team I've ever seen. So I just threw out three teams I saw. Then you throw in the teams even before, like, the early 90s, go back to 80s, 70s. I don't view the 2024 Eagles as that great. Again, stealing the line from DeCameron when he ripped Hugh for no reason a couple weeks ago. It's a lowercase g. It's a great team, and they're a Super Bowl champion. But like, there's like the few teams that are reserved for the uppercase g's, the all-time great. And Hugh, you mentioned it with passing game. I mean, how can I put the 2024 Eagles in that realm when we didn't even know until November if they were any good?
Well, I mean,
that's part of the story.
It's true. It's true. But I listened to what he said, and that's why I said he feels that way. Because there was a lot that they were dealing with that we didn't know nothing about. Mm-hmm. And we get little glimpses of being inside of that when you hear Jalen say stuff like, hey, man, you were the glue that held this thing together. And, you know, they talk about how they came together as a team. And they even alluded to that cut we just played about how they blocked out all the other noise. There was a lot going on at that time that we know nothing about. I know I go back to when Coach Sirianni cut his hair and it worked out for the best, but that was a sign of distress, in my opinion. And I know I'm serious. And we might make light of it because we don't know the whole story behind it, but that to me was the turning point for the Philadelphia Eagles. And they decided to roll with their coach and block out everything else that was going on, blocked out all that outside noise. Because I'll tell you, during that time, even though they were winning, there's a lot of people in that organization weren't happy with the way the quarterback was playing. That's a fact.
A lot of people on WIP weren't happy.
A lot of our callers
weren't happy. A lot of people, like, they didn't have a good passing game for most of the season.
That's a fact. And there were people that were complaining about the passing game all the way through the playoffs until he won it. And then, you know, the only thing that anybody could say, hey, he's a winner. That's it. It's one of those things where there were so many people that had to eat crow. And we ain't heard from half of them because they used to call all the time talking bad about Jalen. I ain't heard nobody talking bad about him lately. But, yeah, that it was part of that, too.
All right, how much does the quarterback play into whether or not we believe this team was all-time great? Because the other teams I wrote down on my list
Great quarterback play.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterbacks are Brady. The quarterback is Warner. The quarterback is Steve Young. Brady again. I mean, Elway. Like, you go back to some of these teams that are looked at as the greatest teams of all time, and they had
And you look at the quarterback
all-time
play.
All-time quarterbacks.
And it's pretty high. I will say this. I looked at his passer rating for that season. Pretty decent.
Jalen,
I think it's 103.
This past year?
Yes.
What would you think of ranked? Top 10?
Something like that. Okay. It was something like that.
When you're not turning the ball over.
Right. It helps.
He was efficient more than excellent.
It helps, but if you just strictly look at the numbers of his Super Bowl win compared to other quarterbacks, he's in that realm, but it all depends on how you decide to break down the numbers. Because just like you said, he was conservative with the football, didn't throw it a whole lot, didn't put the ball in harm's way. Early on, he did. And if you take those numbers and you project out, if he's been playing that way and we'd have still won, his QBR probably wouldn't be that high.
215-592-9494. All right, Saquon Barkley said this past Eagles team, the 2024 Eagles, was a top five team in the history of the NFL. Agree, disagree. I'm looking at the early returns in our poll, and I'm blown away. 85% believe the Eagles were a top five team of all time.
I didn't expect that.
Wow.
Why not? Why not?
Well, because they weren't.
No, but this is what we do as fans.
I know, but 85. I expected it to not be a blowout in favor.
I thought 60-40.
85
yes.
To me is like, well, obviously yes.
Yeah. No,
and I don't think it's obviously.
I think more people are saying all time team than give Topper more.
Can I tell you why that people feel that way? Because they're not hearing. They don't hear what you're saying, Kyle. They just know
well,
it's
they
us.
Never do.
They never hear. They hear never what you're saying, and if. They feel like if you go the other way, that means you're bashing Jalen. Like, this is all rooted in some kind of Jalen hatred. And I don't think you know
the most about that.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying nothing bad about Jalen, but a lot of people, when you talk about it, that's automatically what they hear is Jalen hate.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
I'm looking at the NFL top 100 teams on just Pro Football Reference, right? The Eagles, I don't think they have the 2024 season on there yet, so I'm kind of doing this on my own.
Mm-hmm. But you could compare it to other teams. You would just put them above.
Yeah,
or below.
Just like and, when you look at similar
right.
season.
And I don't remember watching a lot. Like, obviously, it was not around for 72, 85, 78, 84, or 89. Your 94 Niners not on there. 92 Cowboys are on there, but they're six.
Like you called them my 94 Niners.
Well, that's because that you were the one that brought
they
them
They were dominant.
They were.
Are the 07 Pats on there?
They are number seven.
Of course they are.
Yep. But I have one problem with the logic that Hugh presented at the beginning.
Okay.
Was that because their contributions were from people who weren't on the team the year before. We're not talking about the team from the year before. We're talking specifically about last year in which Bond was there and Barkley was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think what they did before that has anything to do with what their contributions were to the 2024 team. That's the team that we're referring to here. So I don't agree with that. I will say I put them up against I'm going back like five and six, the 89 Niners and the 92 Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So 92 Cowboys were the second ranked offense, fifth ranked defense. The Niners in 89 were the number one offense, number three defense. So I think that's a pretty good line of demarcation
that's
there.
That's pretty good.
And the Eagles were two defense and seven offense. Now, the difference is, I think, was the rushing yards. The Eagles blew both those teams away in terms of being a rushing team. And I think where that is significant is that it's a different league now. It's not a rushing league. It's where it was when they played. And the Eagles still blow them out of the water in terms of being a rushing team in the NFL. So maybe not as dominant of defenses, considering the times. But, I mean, you could almost argue that they were because of how much of a passing league that it is. Like, I think the combo of phenomenal running attack and phenomenal defense, I think you could slide them right in at that six or five.
Can you look at, go back to that list you found. Can you see where they ranked the 2013 Seahawks, the Russell Wilson Seahawks? Because that's the team that they always reminded me the
Similar.
Most of. Right, Russell and Jalen at this stage of Jalen's career, that stage of Russell's career, they're pretty similar, right? They're not the best quarterback, but they're good, and you can win with them, and they use their legs. Great running game with Marshawn Lynch. Great defense. That team is the one that I felt was the most similar. Kyle, where do they rank?
Seahawks, I thought my mic was on. Pulled a Hugh. The Seahawks were 18th on that
list.
See, that's total.
See, that's fair. Like, if you tell me the 2024 Eagles are one of the 25 best teams in NFL history, or the 20 best teams in NFL history.
You can rock with that.
I'll buy it. Like, and they were great, but a top five?
That Seahawks team was one defense and eight offense.
That's pretty similar to the Eagles.
Very similar
to the Eagles. Like, if Saquon, and I know it doesn't pop as much going on a podcast, and I think we were one of the 26 best teams ever.
Yep.
But, like, I get it. If he had said, I think we were a top 15 team ever, I don't think I'd give him much pushback. They were a great team from September on. It's just, like, when you don't throw the ball that well, and from... We didn't even, doesn't it, maybe it speaks to how dumb we are, or how dumb I am. Doesn't it speak to maybe that they weren't all-time great, that it took us till like November as a fan base to buy into them being that good?
Well, see, here's the reality of it, is when you look back on the season, is they wanted the season to go one way.
Mm-hmm.
When they had tried to throw the ball all over the schoolyard.
Totally.
It didn't work out that way. They stumbled into Saquon Barkley being what he was, because I remember conversations about how long is this going to last, and how many more touches are we going to give him because he's been banged up, all this other stuff. So there's that. Not trying to take away anything that Saquon has said, because that's the way he feels, especially coming from where he's come from and getting all the accolades that you thought you were going to get when you got drafted in the first round mm-hmm. by the Giants, and it didn't happen that way. So I get all of that. So not trying to diminish any of that. But there was a lot of shoehorning the round peg square hole thing early on in this season to get to this point. And it worked out for everybody.
There's also a little revisionist history, because the last two mm-hmm. games, they were totally dominant in the two biggest games. Sure. But that wasn't the way they played most of
the
season.
But so I think another thing you might have to factor in here when you talk about the team itself, they had to play, what, three games at the end of the season without their starting quarterback?
The Eagles did.
Yeah. Still won. I mean, they won two of them, almost beat the Commanders. They could have finished the season 17-0, 17 straight wins, which would have been an NFL record.
And I do give them, I think we give them a little extra credit, too, for who they beat in the Super Bowl and how they beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they beat
the dynasty.
They beat the best team of this era by a lot in the Super Bowl. They're a great team. Again, it's just more of a lowercase g than an uppercase g.
It's easier for me to say that amongst teams that I've seen, just because I don't go back to the 90s Cowboys or, you know, any of those.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to give the 90s Cowboys credit, but they were good. I mean,
who did, you know, I guess the Cowboys beat the Bills, who were, you know, you can't call them a dynasty, but
they were a dominant team. They went to
four straight. Two Super Bowl wins away from being considered one of the greatest teams of all time.
And they blew them out, from my memory. At least one of them was like 52 to whatever. All right,
and then you have the Niners, who beat, what, the Broncos?
Yeah, the Niners.
Who weren't really, I guess, with Elway, but.
Right, yeah, Elway dragged some teams there. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to Saquon Barkley said that 2024 Eagles are a top five team of all time. I disagree. Great team, but not that great. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got Paul in Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul?
Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's up?
I really do. I happen to agree. The only way you look back on these things is years later and say how many All-Pros. I mean, how many Hall of Famers? And I think when it's all said and done, Eagles are going to have five Hall of Famers on the offensive side of the ball.
So let's unpack it. So you think last year's Eagles are going to end up with five offensive Hall of Famers? So we got Saquon?
One.
AJ?
No.
So five without AJ. All right. So
Lane.
Saquon and Lane?
Two.
Who are the other three?
I think it'll be the three offensive linemen will wind up in the Hall of Fame.
Who are the three?
Dickerson and Mailata?
Dickerson and Mailata.
And then you have Jalen going?
Ask you about Juergens, too.
That's what I think is going to be. One other thing. You dismissed the Baltimore Ravens defense because you said their offense wasn't that good.
Right.
You was right. They were the best defense out of all of them.
I agree.
So Bears would have been up there with them. But offensively, the 85 Bears weren't all that.
Well, they did have Walter.
They had a better offense than the 2000 Ravens.
Yeah. So, Paul, I'm not dismissing the 2000 Ravens were a great team. But if you, but they're one-sided. Like, I'm thinking if they played the other teams on this list we're talking about, they had trouble moving the football. And also, and Paul, good phone call. And that, I wasn't expecting that. Five offensive Hall of Famers, not including A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So when I started writing down the teams, I was thinking about that. Like, how many all-time players did they have on the team? Like, I'll just give you an example. Like, the 99 Rams, Falk, Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Orlando Pace, the 2007 Patriots, which we could fight about them not winning the Super Bowl, but obviously they were a great team. Brady, Moss, Harrison, Seau. Most of these teams that are all-time great have, well, I agree with the caller there, Hugh. They have about four or five or six Hall of Famers, right? Mm-hmm. Do we agree with him that all those Eagles are going to the Hall of Fame?
Not all of them.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think AJ's going. I think AJ's going to make a bid for the Hall of Fame.
So Saquon, if he does what he just did a couple more times, will go to the Hall of Fame.
It's going to be tough for AJ, I think. There's so many good to great receivers.
But he's
so
been
what's going to keep him out, though?
He's been a top five guy.
The amount of good to great wide receivers there are.
Man,
has he ended a season at any point in his career being the number one in the league?
Probably not. Can I tell you what's going to keep AJ out of the Hall of Fame? Playing for the Eagles, running the football.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at last year. He was great, AJ, but how many catches did he have? 60?
Yeah.
65?
I do also want to point out, because I thought this too about the Bears that year, being not a very good offense. Do you know what their league rank was that year in offense?
10?
2.
Oh, so see, we remember because they were more known for their defense than their offense.
But that's a great all-around. I mean, number one defense and number two offense, they have a case for the best all time.
And also, look, I think Jalen Hurts has put together the start. This is what the start of a Hall of Fame career looks like. Mm-hmm. But we got to see how he plays the next 10 years. Because I would have said the same thing about Russell Wilson 10 years ago. And now I'm not sure if Russell's going to the Hall of Fame.
I think Jalen goes to another Super Bowl and he plays. Longevity is going to play a strong role in Jalen's Hall of Fame career, in my opinion. Because I feel like we're going to argue no matter what he does. We're going to argue his stats every year.
If he wins one more, I think he goes. It's tough to win two and not go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
that pretty much locks it up.
It's one of those things where Jalen's career is going to be predicated on how we feel about him in the moment. Because I think he's going to evolve and change whatever and be whatever the season needs him to be that year.
Now, the other part about what our last call brought up about all-time players, a lot of the Eagles are young, so it's tough to know, right? Jalen Carter looks
he might be on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yeah, but he's got to do it for 10 more years and stay healthy and all those kind of things and stay productive.
A lot of pitfalls with that.
Yeah. Now, of all the Eagles on the team last year, Lane Johnson is the one that's the easiest.
It's the easy to project.
Yeah, he's played for a decade. He's still playing well. He's been a great player. I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. 215-592-9494. That is A Hot Board. Curious your take on this. Saquon Barkley said the 2024 Eagles are a top five NFL team ever. I disagree. I mean, they were a great team. I just would put it with the lowercase g. They're not one of the five best teams I've ever seen. And then you go back even before I was watching, back to the 80s and the 70s and however far you want to go back. I don't have the Eagles as a top five team ever. Saquon does. What's your reaction to it? 215-592-9494. I'm blown away by how many people today are voting that they are, yes, a top five team of all time. And the Phillies. Rob Thompson, I believe he deserves more credit for the way the Phillies have played this year. He's navigated a very shaky bullpen, platoons at three positions. His best hitter didn't do much for the first month. And the Phillies have the best record in baseball. Should Topper get more credit? Devin Caney's going to join us at noon. And with the Braves in town, we want to get to something that we saw involving the Phillies and the Braves, and it scares me. I don't even want to say it out loud, but we have to talk about it. That's next. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, Devin Kanan will join us, talk some Phillies as we get set for a big series start tonight at home against the Braves, who now have Ronald Acuna back, Spencer Strider back. They're in town tonight. Strider's going to start the game against Ranger Suarez. Your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get to something said this weekend by a Phillies executive on WIP about Kyle Schwarber and why they better be right on this, because there's a team lurking that just I can't even picture this guy in that uniform. We'll get to that. Your phone calls here on Rob Thompson. Does he deserve more credit for where the Phillies are right now? Clearly he does. I mean, we've been trying to tell Hugh all morning. Hugh won't listen. That Rob Thompson deserves more credit. 58% say yes on our Twitter poll. Only 58%, which is actually ridiculous.
What happens when you take the hedge, not the pledge?
The hedge, not
I took the
pledge.
But I'm just saying, I mean, most people feel like I do. You're doing your job. I mean, you're doing your job.
What if they win 10 more in a row, starting
then
now?
Then I'd be like, hey, good job.
But that's not above and beyond
his job? I
gave him
a golf clap. No, that's what he's supposed to do.
That's pretty light. No. A golf clap?
No one said they're supposed to win this many games. Who predicted 110 wins? Nobody.
Nobody. If they do that, but that's not the thing. They can win all the regular season games. They want to win.
See, that's not pledge stuff.
That is pledge worthy. Mm. But I'm saying because they've been here before, guys. So we've been down this path before.
But last year's Eagles were down the path.
That's
the year
almost
before.
Like that's almost
doesn't
like
mean Sirianni didn't do a good job.
I've been down the altar three times, but only been married once. It only counts when you actually jump the broom. We got to jump the broom, man. Mm. That's all I'm saying. We got to jump the broom. So,
all right.
Yeah, but if you planned a good wedding and you look good in your tuxedo, you did a good job that day.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are the Phillies supposed to beat the Braves tonight?
Yeah, this should be a good one.
They win. Philly fans not cheer. They walk out, say, you know, they're just doing their job. I'm trying to pin you.
That's not the lane that I'm in. I am enjoying this season. Y'all are asking me to. This is almost like you're asking me for another helping of what I've already got on my plate. I already got a helping.
I just want you to say,
golf clap, leaving the ballpark.
You know, he's doing his job. Good job, Top. Way to do what you've done the last three seasons that you've been the manager.
Yeah, I think we're not. I think is it not just Hugh, but in general, he's not getting enough credit because I think this team is more talented than it is. I think the bullpen is not very good. I mean, I'm going to be kind about it. They're not very good in the bullpen. They lost their best reliever.
Mm-hmm.
They only have three hitters right now that across baseball are above average in terms of their OPS: Turner, Harper, and Schwarber. So that means six hitters every night he's got to deal with that are average or below right now. He's got platoons at three spots. He has a starting rotation that is very good, but one of his starters that was very trustworthy got hurt and stunk this year in Nola. Mm-hmm. All that, you throw it all in the pot, and this meal looks pretty darn good.
I will say this, and this is how I will spin it this way.
See, it's spin. We know.
No, it's not spin. It's the truth, though. Look at it like
you
this.
You said spin.
I did use that word. But it's almost like the organization, by standing pat, they knew exactly what they had, and Topper finally figured out how to get the most out of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can spin it that way because that's what it is. You're talking about guys who, just a year ago, when we tried to soft sell or soft roll out the fact that we might need to make some sacrifices in certain positions that they didn't want to do.
Yep.
So now the rubber has hit the road, so to speak. And now you have no choice but to do it. So they're doing it really out of necessity because they didn't change anything.
Well, it's worked, though. I mean, he got the lineup shift. I mean, that probably was the biggest change he made.
Yes.
And it's worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I give him a lot, because I was one of those people that said, what are we doing here? Like, this feels like a hedge by Topper. Pick a lineup, go with it. Leave Schwarber alone. Well, he didn't. He moved Schwarber down to cleanup. He's got the two leadoff thing going, and it's worked so far.
And it took the guy from Ohio to get the ball rolling, saying, hey, you know what? I'll do whatever it takes.
But who put him in that spot?
Well, Topper. Because he knew his people. Oh. He knew he could talk to him.
Oh. But he could have done it last year. He didn't do it.
Yeah, they didn't want to do it last year.
Oh, so
no, I'm saying the guys that were here, there wasn't a sense of urgency last year. The fact that, first of all, Trey didn't want to move. He's playing better now. Trey didn't want to move, and he was being a little bit stubborn. But now Trey is doing everything that we wanted him to do when he first got here.
This is the best, the most consistently good he's been as a Philly.
Yes, yeah. because now it has become one of those situations where, Joe, hey, if you don't get it done now, something's going to change.
Well, Topper made it clear.
The rubber meets the road.
Yeah, and here's where else the rubber meets the road. The Eagles were a great team last year. They're not a top five team in the history of pro football. 215-592-9494.
The way you said that, that's going to sting.
Well, they're
people.
Not. I'm sorry,
that's
Saquon.
That's going to sting some people.
They had the 20-something ranked passing offense. They didn't even have the number one seed in their own conference. It's a great season. It's the best Eagles team ever. They're better than the 17 team. All those wonderful things. Top five team ever? No, I can't go there. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, man. I, you know, the thing is, like, I keep comparing this to the Eagles, right, this whole season. Like, everything y'all keep saying, y'all relating to the Eagles, right?
Right, yeah, we are.
Everything y'all saying about the Phillies. Every game, like, from when they went to the World Series, we went to the Super Bowl, lost it, whatever. But this is our season, right? Because I keep saying, man, the main thing that Rob has done, he took a page out of Sirianni's book. He got these guys mentally ready, right? They mentally focus now because now he, instead of telling them, he had to show them that guess what? You don't need the home run to win games. Now they changed the whole game plan now.
So it sounds like you think he deserves more credit, Will.
I mean, listen, I'm going to say he deserved the credit that he got where we at right now. He ain't getting the full credit until we win it all, just like with Sirianni. He can't get it yet. And we're not going to be, oh, he's the best. And no, he's not. He's going to be the best when he brings this World Series here this season. That's what he's going to do. As long as he keeps these guys mentally focused and on track. Just like I said, man, he's more involved. He got the
sound
team,
like
I was saying, double steal.
Wrong.
What they're doing. They double steal now. What I say, put Kepler and Castellanos together right after each other. What they doing? That's what they doing, man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the whole thing is you gotta understand the reason why y'all been losing because y'all never incorporated the small ball, but now it's incorporated and now the team is hitting instead of always going for the big one. This is what I want to say also, right? As long as we stay on this pace, we had a good pace, but we can't lose the focus. We gotta stay focused, right?
Focus.
And I want to say also, like, what I need to see from them is, you know, do more stealing, man. Take more gambles. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to say this. If you don't run that score up, we can't depend on a bullpen. So as many hits as we could bring home, we got to bring them home. And guess what? We've been hitting. And that's how we've been winning. Because I'm going to say this last thing, and I mean it. The same way they understood that the run is what they couldn't do with the Eagles, right? They couldn't get that run game going. So they finally got a runner to get the run game going. So the same thing with the Phillies. They couldn't get them backs going because they was always looking for the homer. Now they got the backs going. That's why I say the season is so similar and it's going to end the same way as the Eagles.
Well, I hope you're right, Will. And there are parallels. Will, we preached the folk on that. And he said we brought up the Eagles parallel. We did because I think with Sirianni last year, he made changes, like meaningful differences with the way they ran the offense. They went to a more run-based thing. He had to get Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae to realize like their games were going to change. They were running the football more, and they all got on the same page. I think it's similar to telling Trey Turner, hey, I need you to be a different version of you. I don't need you to hit 25 home runs. I need you to get on base, and we'll win games. And Trey bought in. That's a good job by Topper.
Reluctantly. I think it was out of, like I said.
I don't think it was reluctant.
I think it was. I think it was.
Well, ultimately, who cares? Right, I mean, if it's reluctant or not. Do we think Jalen Hurts was really cool with that meeting when he had Sirianni? Well, then he's
not
reluctant too.
Not at all.
I mean, we heard the, what do you call it, the straight jacket governor or whatever he called it?
The governor?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't, I'm sure Jalen didn't love that as they were winning, no one gave him any credit for it.
You know, I hate to do this too, but the Eagles reluctantly went with Jalen Hurts that offseason when they tried to replace him.
Sometimes the best moves, you don't know you're in them.
Reluctantly didn't trade Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sometimes you reluctantly work your way to a championship.
But they get credit.
And you know what? They do get credit. Howie gets credit. Jeff gets credit.
You know, unless they tried to do.
Still Coach Bubblehead to me, though.
They tried to salvage Carson Wentz another year with Nick Sirianni, reluctantly.
Yep.
To move off of him because Wentz didn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles get the credit for all these things.
I know. We refuse to give the Phillies credit. Refuse.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. And well, I think people.
No, it's not the same thing. Well, I see how y'all trying to pay me.
I just think people that took the pledge see what we're talking about.
It's not the same thing.
Why?
I mean, I gave Topper his props.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I said he did a good job. But
you said
want me,
golf clap.
You want me to give him a little bit more credit, extra credit?
Yeah.
No, we've been here before. No. Let's see how this postseason work out.
Yeah, last year was pretty turnkey, though. Last year was a pretty easy managing job. The bullpen was great. The starting pitching was very good. They hit.
It really wasn't, though, because we
was.
Know you know what it was? We put our head in the sand because we saw after the All-Star, we came back from London, it was going south.
Sure, but you said they'd been here before.
Like at this point of the season.
The first 2 months were pretty easy last year for him. Like, okay. It wasn't much decisions he had to make. He just kind of sat there and they won a bunch of games. This year has been a little bit more challenging.
Well, it's been more of a conscious effort to stay locked in. I would say that. I mean, because you could probably be in this position with the Phillies in this lineup in your sleep.
I don't agree. I don't think this team's great. They only have three above average hitters. The rest, he's got to maneuver a lot.
And the way that they've been doing it has been a lot. They've manufactured more offense.
Yes.
In these last couple
they
of months.
They haven't had the best version of Bryce.
Nope.
Yeah.
For most of the season.
Like I said, they've manufactured more. They need to keep that going. They need to figure out that form.
The bullpen's not very good. I mean, he can't trust most guys most nights.
I think if you could quantify at this time last year compared to right now, games won by manager.
More this year.
I agree.
Yeah, I just think he's affected the game more this year than he has in a while. Jack in Norristown's up. What's up, Jack?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Jack. Away. What's up?
I want to tell you, just like most hosts on
on WIP. They played football, basketball, and baseball before 1980. You know,
yeah, didn't count though.
Why don't it count? In the 40s, the Eagles went to three straight NFL championships, winning two of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1950s, the Cleveland Browns, they won seven. From 1950 to 1959.
Now that's precisely why it doesn't count.
Well, so it counts, but Jack. but a couple things. The league and the sport. Hold on, but the sport is way. Jack, before you finish, you got to admit the sport. All sports are way different now than they were then. Way different.
Oh, absolutely. But you can't compare eras. That's why you guys compare eras. Like they don't think they played. Check out the 60 Packers from 1960 to 67. See how many guys they have in the whole thing.
But you can compare eras because you can look at who was dominant in their time.
You don't
time.
Want to compare eras because those eras would pale in comparison to these.
You can compare, Jack. Well, but you just look at who was dominant in their time, like in their moment, right?
I agree.
Yeah, so I think there's a way to do it.
But you got to recognize them teams, too. You don't recognize them teams.
Well, I start at the Super Bowl era, before the Super Bowl. It's too far away. It's too far back.
Well, check out the Super Bowl. Check out the first two.
Sure, the Packers are great. Bart Starr. You think they're a top five team?
Yes.
Okay.
Check out how many Hall of Famers they had on them teams. Check out the 70 Steelers.
So I'm guessing you don't think last year's Eagles were a top five team of all time.
No.
All right. Well, we agree then.
They're a great team. But you can't compare them to all that. And same way you guys keep comparing the Eagles and the Phillies. It's like apples and oranges.
There's
different things.
But there's a parallel you could draw between coaching and decisions mentality. Well, the Phillies changed their approach at the plate. I mean, it was like the Eagles decided to run the ball instead of throw the ball.
Right. They did what they had to do. They had what their team did. And they won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And they were great. Right.
Do you give Topper more credit than he deserves? Do you think he deserves more credit?
No. Wait. Watch by September. He'll kill the bullpen.
He does every year. Well, that's not true. their bullpen has pitched less innings than almost any team in baseball.
Right now, because we've got the best. You got starting pitching. The best starting pitching, probably the best in baseball.
I agree.
So good, you know, they're great.
So why would they kill the bullpen then? I don't understand.
So, of course, look at a game last week. I forget what it was against the A's. Or Colorado, the last time Ranger pitched, he went 6 2/3 inning.
Right.
He brings the right-hander in, he throws one pitch, the guy pops up, the next inning he changed pitchers.
Yeah, but we can't use the starters 8 innings every game. Their arms will fall apart by August. Like, we got to balance it.
Why do you put a relief pitcher in there and throw one pitch? Why don't you bring him out for the next inning?
Well, some guys aren't. I mean, I see your point, but some guys aren't good at that. Jack, we appreciate the phone call. I
appreciate you, Jack.
You guys forgetting about those teams before 1970. No, that's why
you
call.
You know what's funny?
You don't appreciate history.
I didn't forget about them.
Yeah,
no,
Hugh doesn't appreciate
it. I think I kind of prefaced that before we even started talking. I said it was depends on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't. I mean, I was born in 71, but I understand that there was football being played before I got here. It's just that.
Nope, it arrived with you.
No. It's just that for the sake of this argument, it just all depends on how far, number one, how far you want to go back.
Yeah.
And how deeply do you want to dive into stats?
Yeah. Well, also, quarterback play before Joe Montana. Like, no one really could throw the ball.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
It's really hard because it depends on what era that you want to talk about is the era of greatness. Because you can say, even with 85 Bears, quarterback play wasn't that great.
Another thing I need to throw in here is because he mentioned the amount of Hall of Famers on the Packers. Mm-hmm. There were 16 teams in the NFL in 1967.
Everyone made the Hall of Fame. They just put you in.
And like the concentration was different, right? Like there was less competition because there were fewer teams. And you could theoretically have, it was bought before the salary cap era too. So you could just buy all the best players have a loaded team with Hall of Famers.
It was probably pretty likely the best team of those era had the 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 best players.
And like, you put Saquon on the field with those guys in 67.
Well, then
it's a different ball.
You get into that with any great player of today. Like, could you imagine Jalen Hurts trying to play against the guys from the 40s? He'd run for 100 touchdowns a season.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes to just the brilliance of athletes now than, you know, short arms, long arms. I mean, even you put Hugh in the 40s, even with his short arms, you would have sacked the quarterback 100 times.
I'd have been T-Rex in the
Yeah, field. You would have been. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so we're going to have Devin on at 12 to talk some Phillies with us. So Devin was on Saturday hosting her show with Ruben Amaro Saturday morning. And Hugh, they had Preston Mattingly on as a guest from the Phillies front office, Phillies general manager Preston Mattingly. And they asked him about Schwarber and how much of a priority Kyle Schwarber is to re-sign here, because every day that we wait is a day he's closer to free agency. Let's hear Preston Mattingly on Saturday with Devin and Ruben Amaro talking about Kyle Schwarber.
Preston, is Kyle Schwarber a priority to keep in a Phillies uniform, and have there been discussions, you know, in season about a possible extension?
And we're not going to talk about, you know, in season, like, you know, contract negotiations publicly, but I think I will say this: Kyle is a priority for us. He's a guy that, you know, obviously we're very thrilled with, and a guy that we would love to be a part of the Phillies going forward.
All right. So, you know, he gave the, we're not going to talk about contracts, but he said he's a priority for us, as he absolutely needs to be. Another big weekend, a home run, the hit down the line on Saturday. Like, every day we're closer to free agency, to me, he was a day he might just say no to them. Like, if they don't do this soon, and I'm his agent, I'm going to say, we're just going to wait. We're this close to free agency
now. Sound like they're having some conversations. I'm reading between the lines a little bit. Sound like they might be having some conversations. I mean, because he was real adamant about he's not going to talk about it, but he let it be known
he's a priority.
That he's a priority. So that, to me, sounds like there might be some negotiating going on as they speak.
If you had to guess right now, do you think he avoids free agency or he hits free agency?
I think he avoids it. I think what's happening now, they're just trying to figure out, you know, the number. How long does he want to play? What's a comfortable spot for them? Because right now he's in the catbird seat. He doesn't show any signs to me of slowing down. What has he got, like 150 home runs since he's been a Philly?
About that, yep.
Somewhere around that. I'm recklessly speculating.
No, isn't that more than like any three-year period in his whole career?
That's what I was about to say, because Ryan was here, what, 11 seasons? And he had like 350? And for Kyle, say for the sake of this argument, he plays here three more years. It's safe to say that he can hit at least somewhere close to 150 home runs in those 3 years. So to me, that's a pretty decent return on your investment, because it's not like he's worn down, and it looks like he's getting stronger as he goes with age.
So I don't think he's going to resign before free agency now. Like, I wanted to. I mean, I keep saying they need to. I'm just like, if I'm his agent and we get to June, and we know June is usually his best month anyway, I'm just going to say, unless they're so overpaying that we have to take it, let's just, Kyle, play this out. And we are 4 months away from the whole league bidding on us. By the way, Hugh, I just looked at the all-time leaders in Phillies history, like in a Phillies uniform and home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Schmidt, obviously, is one. Ryan Howard is two. So the number 10 on the list is Dick Allen with 204 home runs. So if he stays here,
well, he's going to be on that
list. Schwarber's going to be on the list very soon. But I think he could end top five,
easy.
Maybe top three, maybe top, yeah, top three, I think is pretty reasonable.
Easy.
Ever in a Phillies uniform and home runs.
Easy. Easy. I mean, because that's what you're talking about. You're projecting, right? You're saying.
Yeah, so he has 150, so he only needs about 100 more to be top three ever.
Yeah, but
in this uniform.
You're talking about, I look at it like this. In the role that he's in now, 150 home runs in three seasons. With no signs of slowing down, I think he can do that.
Well, here's another reason why we need to get this guy signed quickly here. So last week, Jim Bowden at The Athletic wrote about the projected top free agents for next season, right? So he listed all the names and the big ones and whatnot. So he had Kyle Schwarber as the fourth on his list, fourth free agent for next season. And he wrote this: Schwarber is arguably the best teammate in the game, reaches base at a 39% clip, is always in the hunt for the home run crown. And he talked about the Phillies want to retain Schwarber and are prepared to give him a long-term contract at the appropriate time. However, several other teams would love to have him, including the Braves, if they lose Marcelo Zuna in free agency.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
That's
We can't have this happen.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
That would be just gross.
That's crazy.
Hit him into the chop house. I can't do it. 12 times a year against
him.
Yeah,
well, you know,
can't do it.
We had the same fear with Aaron Nola.
And then he came back.
Yep.
But what happened? They gave him a lot of years to avoid Atlanta, right? Yep. We threw seven at him, so he wouldn't go to Atlanta.
But he came back.
I know. I'm just saying, if we want I mean, it could play out exactly like that again, where he gets a free agency and the Braves or whoever else makes him an offer and the Phillies say, no, wait, come on back. Here's 7 years or 8 years. Let's just get this done now. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Trey in Deptford. Hey, Trey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Trey?
No, I had a call because I, with the topper, I totally agree with you. Like,
oh boy.
We just beat, like, Atlantic City High School, the Rockies, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. Two teams that don't even have they play in minor league parks. And like, you want to say he's like this great coach?
Well, I didn't say great, like, but I said he's doing
he want to give him more credit than he deserves at this point.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
They,
you could have coached that team off a half a pint.
No. So,
like, we were playing
over the last week, sure, they've played some bad teams, but they have the best record in baseball for the whole season.
That's understandable, but sooner or later, the Mets and the Braves going to play them teams, too.
Yeah, I get it. The Mets will start this week.
We're a 500 team against teams with a winning record.
I agree. Like, you're right. You're right about that. But you know what?
I mean, you're supposed to beat on the bums, but, like, I get it, man. Like, you gotta calm down talking about he's doing a great job. Like, what's Bryson Stott doing? What's he batting?
But that's not Rob Thompson's fault.
But you want to give him credit for putting him up batting leadoff, right? He don't do nothing batting leadoff.
He does. Actually, he's got a good amount at him in the leadoff spot, even though he's not a great player. The bottom line is, Trey, I don't think this is an all-time great team, but he's winning a lot of games with it. He's got to get some credit for that.
Yeah, he does, but I mean, he's been here for years. It's like saying you want to give Nick Sirianni credit for beating the Carolina Panthers, man.
No, like, but last year they went 14-3. Sirianni deserved credit for that.
Oh, they were tough, according to Hugh, too. I mean,
tomato tan.
No, but they. What I'm saying, Carolina, the point is tough. Like, Topper's only going to get judged on one thing, man. October.
Yeah, and I think you didn't take the pledge, Trey. And Trey, we preached the phone call.
And you know what? I think Sirianni should have gotten credit for the Carolina game, considering that was huge trap game territory.
Well, also, the quarterback didn't play well.
That was a big Sirianni spot right there.
And they almost lost that game, and they came out and they finished it. 215, I mean, the kid did drop the ball at the end.
Almost.
A
lot of spin going on around here today.
Mention the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
They were tomato cans. Tomato tans.
I like how we're getting tomato cans for the Rockies as we did with the Rams and Ravens. This is your fault.
I mean, thank you for listening.
These are real tomato cans.
I know. These are actual tomato cans.
I am. People are starting to pick up what I'm putting down.
And that's,
appreciate
that's
that.
Not
I appreciate
good.
Y'all.
That's not good for everyone. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, do you agree with Saquon Barkley? Last year's Eagles, a top five team of all time. I don't. Great team. Not that great. Where do you come down on last year's Eagles team? And, of course, Rob Thompson. Does he deserve more credit for how the Phillies are playing right now? We'll talk to Devin Caney, who spoke with Preston Mattingly about what we just played for that and more on the Phillies next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.